Wow, hello everyone.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. This is the Novo Convo Podcast. I'm Veronica Vo, and I'm joined by Harrison No. He's somewhere over there.
I'm lost. Where am I?
That way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of these days, he's going to switch it up. It's fine.
I'm going to mess with her.
Yes.
She's going to see the video, and she's going to be like, why?
We both just want an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics. Mostly anime manga, currently.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But really, we're trying to clean up this never-ending backlog that's really never-ending still.
But this week's not too bad.
Yeah, this week's not too bad. Because some would say it's two people conversing.
Like Novo Combo and GVO Combo spelled right above my head.
Wow. Perfect.
Slowed it down just for you. I mean, thank you.
Wow. Okay. Let me get all those times you messed up. I think it was last week where you went too fast. I'll catch you.
Don't worry about it. We're talking about news today.
Yeah. News today. Because you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Combo on your podcast service of choice. We're everywhere, anywhere, everywhere. Just, you know. Look it up. Logos above Harrison's head. This is week 13 of our news dumpy. So, you know, we usually don't spoil anything. So you don't have to worry about it. But if we do, just skip over, you know, 30 seconds, 1 minute.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Let's get into pop culture. Let's get into P. Diddy Combs. Mr. P. Diddy. Fleeing the country. You know, it gets serious when Homeland Security has to raid your homes.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of crazy. No, it's funny because at first I was like, okay, searching up, what did he do? And it's literally, what didn't he do? Like, actually. Like,
when you're somewhat, people have been calling him the diddler.
No. No.
I know.
But yes.
Isn't that, but yeah.
But
he did not care about his kids. Most of his kids are grown, staying at some homes. I think the Miami one. He literally just said goodbye. And you know who is the number one hater of P. Diddy? Mr. 50 Cent. You should check out his Instagram because this man is like literally on P. Diddy's neck.
Okay, hold on. I only looked up a little bit. I didn't really. All I've been getting is like the Kesha memes where it's like the song where it's like feeling like, and then it would be like everyone's like, nope.
Feel like P. Diddy, nope.
No, I hope I don't. 50 Cent, right?
Okay. Yeah. Go look it up. Go look it up.
Popular. Oh boy.
Go look at his feed.
Oh.
Do you want to hear the correlation?
Yeah.
Between P. Diddy and 50 Cent? They've had this feud for a very long time. I think 50 Cent's latest baby mama used to work for P. Diddy. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, his feed is hilarious. He needs to be on TikTok giving us news.
Wait. Oh, okay. Oh.
Are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out. Okay. Oh.
It's a little chaotic, but I think this man just wants the news out.
Yeah, I'm like, I think. Oh, okay. It is chaotic. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
He is going at this man. Okay.
But yeah, obviously, I think after.
Dang. All right.
I think P. Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie, I think she kind of, like, did a domino effect after her court appearance.
Did he do it?
Did he not?
Oh, my God.
It's funny, but not funny at the same time. A bit scary, so we'll see. Apparently, there were, like, hidden cameras in his homes, so I think P. Diddy wants everyone to go down with him. If he, you know, does get caught. Yeah. Yeah, interesting case.
Yeah, but everything is disgusting. So
yeah,
everything's been disgusting for this past month.
Yeah, but we all kind of knew that with P. Diddy, like having those white parties and whatnot.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, let's get into anime. As of recording today, Solo Leveling final episode is out. We have not watched it, but future us will, and future us will say it's good. And future us will read.
Oh no, I've been slowly already reading just to catch up to this point again. I'm like, yeah, this finally gave me the reason to like start it. So, you know.
Yeah, same. I think your wife and I have been like reading it at the same time as the episode. Oh no,
not
she was.
She was. She was. She was. When she said that, she was 2 weeks ago.
I think that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But.
Okay.
Barely.
Plus sized elf anime scheduled for July 2024. I don't know. You
we covered this and I'm like, okay, cool. This. I just find it funny how we're finally back into like elves are a thing again. Like legit.
Like really a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cycle.
Yeah,
just you know, elves.
But it's been like a long. I feel like it's been a hot minute. But again, I could be wrong. Comment down.
Yeah, before. I mean, we gotta fill the free and void. Duh.
What with the okay?
Harrison's like with this.
I don't remember what this was about though. That's what I was like.
I think she's like a. Plus-sized like, elf, and she's just eating.
But is it just, like, in modern times, or is it, like, fantasy, like, hyper-fantasy, or... Because the cover looks like
I can't tell.
Okay.
I can't tell.
You gotta do your research when you present this stuff to me, Veronica. No. What are you talking about?
It's
like,
fine,
that's what matters. Is I'm the main audience right now.
Yes. Yes, you are. As he does his own research.
BRB. Give me a sec. But, yes.
Look it up. Oshinoko season 2 scheduled for July 2024. We both have not seen season 1,
how
but
you know
heard
that?
Good news because we both don't have High Dive.
How do you know that?
Because I know.
No, we have access to it, but
yeah.
I haven't used that account because I feel bad.
Yeah, so. Same. Well, 2016 Harrison, I think, would have watched this, but ReZero, Starting Life in Another World, Season 3, scheduled for October 2024.
Also false. I can tell you now, I don't think you know the full story that I fell asleep watching this at my friend's, and they all gave me shit for it, because they were like, it was like the first three. If you watch the first three and it was the twist with the one, I forgot what she was, but it was like with this one lady and everyone's like, I was at their apartment and they're showing, or one guy was showing this to like our group and there was this hype moment and everything. And he turns around to find me asleep in the chair.
Were you just like knocked out?
I was just knocked out. And granted, I think I just took a test or...
You just took something, right? Like a quiz or a test
or
something.
Or I just worked out. I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah. So to this day, he's still traumatized by like that.
I mean...
But it's crazy because I do know... Like I remember like this being super...
It was super hyped.
And it still is. And it's still hyped. Yeah. Like it's still popular. I know it's a slow burn initially. To get to
I'm
parts.
Not even halfway through season one, so
yeah, because this is the part where I'm confused if we need to watch the director's cut or should just watch the original cut.
Just the original, yeah,
because I think the director's cut, I know he combines like everything into like, or not everything, but three or four episodes into one.
I think three, yeah,
and I think he adds more to it, or he just, I don't know.
Cuts it down.
Let us know in the comments how we should watch this.
Will Harrison fall asleep by the time October comes around? We'll see. Well, We'll give an update later. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The Apothecary Diaries Season 2 officially announced for next year.
Dude, I'm can't ready. Wait.
Me too.
That was so good.
Yes. Talk about it. You're welcome, Harrison. As I still thanks. Fight this.
See? Traumatizing grunge. One by one.
I know. Blue Exorcist has a new season. It's officially announced.
Dude, I'm glad. I actually caught up.
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, I caught up. Dude, this is way better than what... Like, I stopped only after season one. I didn't even watch season two for years. Oh,
okay.
So, this is me, like, binging everything.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of why I liked Blue Exorcist in the beginning.
It's a little
minus, like, the first half of the...
Of season two?
Season one. No, season two's accurate.
Oh, wait, yeah. One.
Yeah, that's how long it's been. Because you had to skip. Yeah. Also 2016, Harrison. Dude, I'm telling you, like...
We're going back to 2016,
like,
Harrison.
Everything's fine. I'm like, oh, finally, I can catch up on the stuff that I've been meaning to catch up on for years.
It's been years, Harrison. Years.
Actually, that one's probably older, even.
I think so, yeah.
Like 2012.
Probably 2012,
2013,
right?
Hold on. I did Blue Exorcist.
When did this come out?
It came out in... 2011. Yeah, so I watched it a year later.
Okay. Look at that.
Look at me catching up on stuff.
It's great. Marvel, DC, nothing. Combine them today.
Because she doesn't follow the comics. Actually, I didn't have much either. I just kind of...
You hush, Harrison. We just had this conversation.
And this is a whole separate topic. I was trying to explain to my friend, like, why we don't follow. One, movie-wise, is easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier. All samey, right?
Yeah.
Comic-wise, it's annoying to follow.
No, and I still totally believe it is. No, I totally agree.
And...
Even if it's, like, one story, like, you can't... It just goes array after a while.
Yeah, and... It's harder to get someone into it, too, now. Because here's the thing. With comics, it's like, hey, you should read this story. Hey, you should read this story. Like, Batman's always like, oh, go read Hush. Go read the newest one. Like, I forgot what it's called. The metal one? I forgot. You know. But there's all these things where you just tell them, like, hey, go read this. Go read this story. Go read this story. Like,
Brightest. And then people are like, there are different
and Blackest Night. And it's hard to explain that it's different points or there's a reset. While at least with manga, it's just one thing straight through, right?
Unless you're the Fate series, but yes.
See? But that's an example of a comic book issue, is
yeah.
that?
Yeah. No, totally agree. If the manga's bad, it's just gonna be
so,
bad.
And that's the thing. I told my friend, I was like, yeah, if we have this event going on, we're stuck with it for probably a year plus. And he's like, is that not the same with the arc? I'm like, an anime or a manga arc? I'm like... Yeah, but at least we know that it's still the same people,
yeah.
in a sense.
In not the even, same timeline.
In the same timeline, not a different multiverse. Unless it is about that stuff, that's a totally different thing. But at least you have a set expectation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, if we're totally in a bad arc, we're in a bad arc.
We're there.
Right, Jujutsu.
I was just going to say that. Oh, my God.
Here for a man that doesn't know what they want to do with.
Exactly. This fight has been... Okay, anyway. We do watch other shows and movies. The Bachelor has ended.
That's something I didn't watch.
Oh, yeah. That's Joey's season. I was originally not going to watch this because he's just a basic white man.
Fair.
But I watched it because for the drama.
Fair. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a feeling.
Yeah. I've watched The Bachelor since it started, so as I was a kid, basically. So I figured out who won immediately. I was like, it's going to be this girl, even though she's not going to get a lot at it, but it's still going to be her.
That's the whole point.
Exactly. But anyway, Physical 100 Season 2 has started. I don't know if you started on that.
I saw it. I haven't started, but I saw that it dropped.
You saw, like,
I saw promo.
Yeah, promo.
And I know I haven't finished the first season, actually. I need to finish that. Yeah. I've watched part of it. So
I thought you finished season one.
No. And I think it's because I know who won. And I think that's because I spoiled myself on that. I spoiled myself by seeing it by accident on Instagram or something.
Okay.
Because, you know, the people kept, it was trending for a while.
Yeah.
About, the controversy of, what, you know. So.
Yeah.
Or there's controversy. You know what I mean.
He does steroids.
Yeah. So, that's the thing, though. I think for Physical 100, they're pretty open about that kind of stuff.
Oh,
in a
sense. In a
sense. So I know
they
people
don't deny it.
They don't deny it. So that's why I'm like, you can't, there's no full hate to me. To me is, if you're upfront about it, it's fine. But that's kind of why I didn't finish season one. Or I think
you stopped, right? I swear you finished it. Maybe not.
Did I?
Maybe
no, not. No, no,
I thought
no,
you
no.
did. I thought
no,
you did.
Maybe I did. No, no, no. I know. I think I did. You're right.
But you spoiled it yourself. Before,
I spoiled myself already. Yeah. That's why I was half paying attention halfway.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what happened.
Well, season two is back. So.
Yeah. I'll probably watch it. Yeah. It's always fun to see, and this is like us from watching Singles Inferno or other dating shows. It's funny to see all the comments for those guys. And it's like, are you joining Physical?
I know, right?
And I feel bad because those guys are fit. And then there's these guys.
And then there's another tier.
And then there's these guys. So.
I know. But yeah, I need to start on it too. We'll see. I'll probably start on it before Harrison.
That's usually how it goes, honestly.
It's fine. It's fine. Godzilla Kong or Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, has been released in theaters. It received an A- on CinemaScore.
Wow.
Second highest score of the MonsterVerse. I believe Rotten Tomato, it's at 55% for critics and 90 something for audience. I don't remember.
Wow. Yeah. It's 55. Yeah. 55 tomato meter, 92 audience. Again, I care about audience a bit more.
Yeah.
Me too. But it's fun to see the difference, right? The divide.
Yeah.
Because critics, right?
Critics, am I right?
I mean, we talk about entertainment, but we just talk about it from our perspective. I don't care.
No, we're honestly fully monkey brain.
Excuse me. How dare you? How dare? Yeah, 47 on Metacritic. It's half on every, 6.5 on IMDb. It's just okay.
So it's mediocre, basically, with the score.
But the audience likes it.
But the audience really likes it. Yeah.
I'm
curious.
I think I know. If you watch this, you know what you're getting yourself into, right?
Yeah. Big monsters just fighting each other.
Yep.
That's about it.
I've been seeing a lot of ads.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's cool. I just haven't. Because I think the thing is, I didn't really watch all of them. I've seen bits and pieces from other ones.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
I get the gist. Also, kind of.
I feel like you could just skip it. This verse, you could just skip around, I think.
Yeah. I think that's the nice part.
The gist about it, yeah.
Unless you start having questions of, why is his arm like that?
Yeah.
Then there's, but.
No. We'll see. But yeah, our mutual friends, yours and my husband's mutual friends are seeing it today as of recording. But he didn't want to see it. He was like, no.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Never mind. Yips.
He was like, no. I
was surprised that that's why I was like, wait, your husband's going? Really?
No.
I can see the other guys going, but.
Yeah. He denied it. He was like, no, but I'll have dinner with you all. But let's talk about games. Specifically, Honkai.
The one that
we play.
Specifically, the one that Veronica and I play.
Yes. the new patch, 2.1, released. We both rolled for the new character. We both got her.
Dude, yeah. So I got... I'm poor. Because I had to roll for the Luotra as well.
Yeah, me too.
And I failed my 50-50 on both.
Oh.
So I'm poor.
It's time to swipe. Swipe a little
may
bit.
Or may not have already did so.
Oh, okay.
I already told my wife.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the one banner I probably had to do both because I've been needing Luotra for the past year.
Me too. I told my husband, I was like, I'm swiping $50. Don't care what you think.
Wow. Wow. We both did the same
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that, guys. It's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the worth gacha it. Got us this time.
The gamba life.
But hey, we don't spend that much. Usually we're like free to play players. Usually.
But if you get the battle pass, is that free to play?
Oh, yeah. That's
me
true.
Asking for a friend.
Oh, yeah. Also, friend.
Yeah. But no, dude, I finished that patch last night. Like,
me too. I think we finished it around this. I think I finished like an hour before.
I think
you finished
before me because I took a while to get the boss down.
Dude, I almost didn't make it.
I failed like 2-3 times. But I kept trying to figure out what team would work out. And it's ironic that I ended up needing Bailu at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But.
That's ironic. That is truly ironic.
Because you know who I literally got Luocha just now, and it didn't work out. But I think it's because I didn't build him up fully.
You didn't build
him
up yet, yeah.
Like, I kind of did, but not, yeah.
I'm anyway. Still rolling for him a little bit. I need to buy my 50, but, you know. It is what it is. But yeah, Harrison, do you have anything else?
Nope. That's
nothing else.
Shorter week.
I know. But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at NovoConvo, NGOVOConvo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below what we missed out. If we missed out on anything. If you're playing Honkai, what do you think about ReZero? Just everything in general. P. Diddy? Smash that subscribe button. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.